Of all of the great and glorious privileges that Our Lady enjoys, the one that we celebrate today is, in a sense, unique. When we think about most of the other virtues and adornments of Our Lady's soul, we usually think of them as something that we should imitate in order to sanctify ourselves. But the privilege of the Immaculate Conception is one that is not something we can imitate, because she is the only human being who has ever had this honor, or ever will. But even though none of us were conceived without original sin, like her, nevertheless, we did have something similar happen to us in the sacrament of baptism, when our original sin was cleansed from our souls. And that is something that we should think about today, about that beautiful grace that was infused into our souls for the first time when we received the sacrament of baptism. But unlike Our Lady, we have not preserved that sanctifying grace spotless in our souls the way she did. And in fact, many people don't preserve their baptismal innocence throughout their whole lives, but unfortunately fall into mortal sin and lose this precious gift. Today we should think about what a precious gift baptismal innocence is, and what a great privilege it is too. In the history of the human race, there have been countless people that were never able to receive baptism. But fortunately, we as Catholics, most likely most of us, receive this sacrament as babies, and without any merit of our own, we received sanctifying grace into our souls, and we became holy and pleasing to God. And if we had died shortly after receiving this sacrament, we would have gone straight to heaven, and we would now be enjoying the beatific vision. But even if we're grateful to God for this great gift that we received, we have to be sad at the same time when we think about how few people keep their baptismal innocence for their entire lives. But what is the reason for this, and how can we preserve our baptismal innocence if we have it? Or if we don't have it, how can we preserve the sanctifying grace that was renewed in our souls through confession? Well, if we look at the popular image of Our Lady, of her Immaculate Conception, it'll give us the answer to that question. There is a very famous painting of the Immaculate Conception. You may be familiar with it. Our Lady is represented as a virgin with her eyes cast down. Her hands are folded like this, and her head is bowed. And she's looking down like that. And she has one foot on the moon, and with her other foot, she is crushing the head of a snake that has an apple in its mouth. And in this image, we can see the virtues that Our Lady practiced, and that we also need to practice in order to keep our baptismal innocence, or at least sanctifying grace. So let's think about this, each detail of this picture. First of all, Our Lady has one foot on the earth that is crushing the devil. That means that if we want to keep our innocence, we have to remove from our heart any inordinate desire for the things of this world. Our Lady is stepping on the world. It is something beneath her, something that she is stepping on. It's an act of contempt. Our Lady has contempt for the world. And in the same way, we have to understand that whatever the world might offer us is something worthless. It's something worthy of stepping on. Any promise that the world might give us to make us happy here below is in vain. It can only give us disappointment. The world can never satisfy our hearts, because our hearts were created to love God and to enjoy heaven. And they were not created to love this world or to enjoy it. But in a lot of cases, the reason we fall into sin was because we thought that something in this world would make us happy, whether it was the goods or the pleasures of this world or something material. And we traded sanctifying grace for one of those things. So if we want to preserve sanctifying grace in our souls, we have to trample the world underfoot, as Our Lady is doing in that image. Our Lady's other foot in this painting is standing on the moon, and it's a crescent moon. And what does this mean? Well, the moon is always changing. Every day, the moon looks a little bit different from the way it did the day before. And that's a lot like us, like human nature. We're constantly changing for one reason or another. We form good resolutions. We want to be good one day, and then the next day we give them up and we abandon our good resolutions when they become too difficult. And we tend to be always at the mercy of our emotions, our feelings, which change constantly, like the moon does. But if we want to preserve sanctifying grace, we have to be persevering and constant. And no matter if we feel good or bad on any particular day, no matter what happens to us, no matter what our emotional state might be in general, we always have to keep the commandments and not give in to temptation. Next, we have to look at Our Lady's face, at her demeanor. She is standing just absorbed in the deepest meditation. She's contemplating God. If we want to preserve our innocence, we have to do the same thing. We have to walk in the presence of God in our lives. We have to have recollection. We have to pray frequently and with fervor, the way she is doing in that painting. And the fathers of the church have said that no one ever fell into sin who had not already become careless in his prayers or neglected them. Another detail of this picture is that Our Lady is standing on the snake, which obviously represents the devil. And this indicates her victory over every temptation that Satan was able to bring against her. And that means for us that we have to overcome not only the temptations of the devil, but also the temptations of the devil's allies that are all around us. The devil uses the influence of the world, of bad example, of bad friends, and pressure from society in general. That he uses all these things on us to influence us to ignore the laws of God. The more we expose ourselves to sinful people and sinful influences, whether through the media or the internet or our people around us with no morals, the more likely we are to follow their example and commit sin. But in that image, Our Lady is crushing the head of the snake, and the snake has an apple in its mouth, which represents temptation, since eating a forbidden fruit was the first temptation that mankind ever experienced. And the reason people don't preserve their baptismal innocence is that they don't resist temptation in the very beginning and crush it as soon as they see it, as Our Lady is crushing the head of that snake. And last of all, Our Lady has her eyes cast down to the ground. And this represents her humility, that she knew her weakness and her frailty. She didn't trust in her own strength. All of the holiness and grace that she had was a pure gift of God. And that is how we have to think if we want to preserve our innocence too. We have to trust in the power of God and realize that by our own strength, we are not able to resist temptation. So let us look at that image today on this feast day and ask her to preserve in us what she received as a free gift from God and which is the most precious thing that we can possess, which is sanctifying grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.